There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Superbugs are not just from antibiotics anymore. We'll get to that in a moment, but Super Don is all about being just super, you know, not creating super bugs. And that's where we want to go as we kick off the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You want to be part of it? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, you know, it always gets intense when we do political economic healing with Jonathan, you know, whether we have Norm or Cheryl and or both of them. And I thought we might need to lighten it up a little bit here. And apparently there are new words, according to the Oxford Dictionary. New words that have been created that are now official because they're in the dictionary. Did you review these, or were these your words that they put in there?
No. My words, they still have not made it into the dictionary. In fact, the FCC doesn't allow them yet either. But
okay.
Maybe one All day. Right. But, you know, it's interesting. There are some words here that are popular that people have said that. And, you know, they do this every year. You know, it's like, hey, here's some new words, you know, for the dictionary. And a lot of people, especially older people like us, and I'm including you in the older people category.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, my beard is gray. You can call me Graybeard.
Okay. So all right, Gandalf. So, you know, they do this every year. And I don't know, every once in a while you have to kind of scratch your head and go, really?
All right. Well,
dictionary.
Let's go through a few of these words because I'm always curious if I'm aware of these words. The first one I see here is awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Now, is that a family friendly word? I just don't know. What does it mean?
Well, you know, I don't have the definition. Well, actually, let's see here. They do.
Yeah, you scroll
here.
Down.
Awesome
here
sauce
it is.
Is extremely good or excellent.
Okay. Now, so it's just a term of excitement. Awesome sauce.
When we were younger, there was no sauce. It was just awesome.
It was just awesome. You have to add the sauce now.
Somehow they added the sauce. Yeah.
Special sauce. Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on it. See, we're a product of the Whopper machine. We'll get to that in a moment because Mick Whopper may be coming around. Maybe
now,
not.
This next one was one that I did use occasionally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, you look at your watch, it's time to get off of work, it's beer o'clock.
Beer o'clock.
But
that's old, though. Is that new?
If you go back in time, it was marketing that, I mean, everybody was saying what? It's Miller time, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so it's an offshoot of that. Well, I like this one, hangry. Is this a combination of hungry and angry? Hangry?
Yes. And you know what? See, that is, honestly, that's a legitimate term.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? Being hungry causes you quite often to be grouchy and angry.
Yeah, I've been there.
In addition to tired and things of that nature. So,
especially in my hypoglycemic days. So the cure for being hangry is not only food, it's chromium, if you didn't already figure that out. But it probably will not be in the Oxford Dictionary. But now, fat shame would be. Fat shame would be.
There's a couple other ones here that I really like. But I just never would have imagined that the term brain fart would be in the dictionary.
You mean it wasn't in already?
No. A temporary mental lapse or failure to reason correctly. Brain fart.
Now, here everyone's probably participated in this one, and it's not a dance. It's called butt dial. It's like
butt
you
dial.
Sit down on your phone. It's like...
What?
If you accidentally call somebody that you just called, it's like it does it on automatic. They call it a butt dial. Whether your butt did it or not doesn't matter. It's a
That's
butt
right.
dial.
And not to be outdone, because we love to use the word butt on this show and make all the teenagers laugh, in addition to butt dial, now in the dictionary is the word butt hurt.
Butt hurt. What is that similar? If you sit on your phone, your butt hurts?
Yeah, well, you could, especially as much as I sit on my butt. But
what did I say about you, though? Remember when you got in your new offices and you were on Skype?
My wallet, right?
I couldn't believe you were sitting on your wallet. That is just so bad.
I just wanted to know why you were looking at my butt, really. But
well, you turned around and it was just right there in the camera.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, if somebody's butt hurt, that just means that they're overly or unjustifiably offended or resentful.
Yeah, I was not fat shaming you, not at all. It's a lovely tush. It's a lovely tush. So, with that, let's go to the McWhopper. McDonald's rejects Burger King's McWhopper team-up pitch. Now, you could see this coming a mile away, but I think it's interesting that it's being proposed because it shows you how desperate, like the airlines. You know, the airlines have to grow. The only way they can grow is gobble each other up. At this point, it's like the airlines of the fast food industry, the top of the line, were McDonald's and Burger King. And we haven't covered Burger King's decline, but certainly McDonald's decline has been right out there for people to see. You know, their stores are closing. Fewer people are saying, yeah, well, let's go get a Big Mac, you know. And so they thought, hey, let's get together, stop fighting each other, and let's just make a combination thing called the McWhopper. But that's not looking like it's going to go through, does it?
Yeah. And listen, I mean, I look at this two ways, all right? What's coming up on September 21st is something that it's an observance that was put together by this global unity group called Peace One Day. So on September 21st, they're going to be promoting the idea of
Peace Day.
Yeah, just Peace Day, basically. Mm-hmm. So what happened was the Burger King guys said, and they put this out publicly online, said, hey, why don't we have this thing where we'll have this kind of this pop-up building, and for that one day, in order to promote peace, we will have a McWhopper restaurant where they would serve these sandwiches that would be like part Whopper, part McDonald's burger. And the CEO of McDonald's responded to this on a Facebook post, and he says, kind of like the idea, but maybe we could do something a little different. Maybe we'll commit to raise awareness worldwide. And perhaps we can join together and acknowledge that between us there is simply a friendly business competition and certainly not the unequaled circumstances of the real pain and suffering of war. And then I like at the very end, he goes...
Dr. Evil just said something.
Yeah, at the end he says, a simple phone call will do next time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think they're both on the bad end of trying to be Peace Day because, you know, they're part of the factory farm slaughtering, wholesale slaughtering of animals that, you know, never had a chance. You know, I understand you raise animals for slaughter, but to do it the way they do it, it's just outrageous. And, of course, what they put in the beef, in the meat, in the cows, that's part of our next story. And this is a very serious story, and it relates to common medicines make superbugs. And in this article about common medicines making superbugs, of course, they're trying to say it's more than antibiotics. But let me just say this. Even if you don't take an antibiotic and you eat McWhoppers, you are getting antibiotic resistance or helping to develop it or helping to promote it because of the way these cows are raised on antibiotics to fatten them up or just to keep them alive because they're eating such disastrous things that they call food that are not food, at least for them. And so this is a very, very serious issue. Common medicines make superbugs, not prescription antibiotics. So it expands our understanding of the fact that all of modern medicine, all of the iatrogenicide that is happening due to Obamacare mandated participation in it and that which preceded it, which was a medical monopoly already, has facilitated the growth of these super evil superbugs, which maybe that's why Dr. Evil tried to get in on the discussion there. Interesting, when you look at this and you realize like statin drugs were at one point considered an antibiotic, right? You know how they repurposed drugs? They said, well, it's good for this.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it had antibiotic properties, but then they saw the side effect was that, oh my gosh, look, it lowers LDL in some people. And, of course, they remarketed it and became blockbuster multi-billion dollar drugs that you could stay on for life. Not that we would argue you could, but that's what the argument is from Big Pharma. So we know that antibiotics were supposed to be a short burst, get in, get out, get done, right? And, of course, by utilizing it in animal feed, by giving an antibiotic of the day to every child, including me as a child growing up, you have developed an absolute destruction of the microbiome. Even aspirin at one point was considered an antibiotic, and then they found, well, it also seems to relieve pain and inflammation. Let's market it that way. I think we'll do better. Metformin, one of the top-selling drugs for diabetes, never mind GTF chromium that can reverse it, but metformin was an antibiotic later proved for them useful in diabetes. Chemotherapy. Now, I have called, and you've heard me say this, Superdon, antibiotics are chemotherapy. They are chemotherapy, although we like to think, oh, no, chemotherapy, that's just for cancer. No, no, no. Antibiotics are chemotherapy. They're chemicals that kill living things indiscriminately. That is chemotherapy, my friends. And so that is another part of the resistance that is being developed, because all of these things inadvertently, even if they don't mean to, right? Doctors didn't mean to do it, but the chemicals they give you are killing good guys, bad guys, all the guys, and then they get developed superbug strains. Diuretics also were considered antibiotics and reduced blood pressure, but they also have an antibiotic effect.
And this next one.
Antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft are antibiotics. Why? Fluoride.
That's just insane. Yeah. I had no idea that all of these operated as or at one time were considered antibiotics. So
right?
You don't even... I mean, if you add the antibiotics to this list, it's literally every pharmaceutical drug that's out there.
That's right. You know, these drugs are for destroying things, for killing things. And inadvertently, as I said, if I give them any credit at all, they didn't mean to, they're killing you. They're killing your kids. You destroy the microbiome, you destroy the immune system, you destroy the digestive system, you destroy the endocrine system, the neurotransmitter, all of it. And this is the game that is being played on all of us because we have a medical monopoly, mandated participation by Obamacare into a drug paradigm, a synthetic drug paradigm. That's why we do Healing Revolution, of course, on Fridays to kind of help us get out of that mode. Remember, probiotics, call up Dr. O'Hara's. Where do we get it? Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Also, if you really want to key up the microbiome, you want to do it? Silver Aloe Protocol. Get the silver hydrosol in you. Get the aloe, Stockton Aloe 1, aloe1.com. You get them both in there, cleanse the area, then replenish with the good guys. And at that point, you've got a superstar system coming back online to defeat the superbugs. All right, that's it, my vote, my friends. We've got to take a break. We have got to talk about more of what Obamacare hath wrought, and again, which preceded it in cancer attacks.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, it's easy to be outraged at criminals and criminal activity and criminal behavior. I mean, how dare they? How did they? It's outrageous, right? Except the real criminals are thought of as heroes. Like, in many ways, the medical doctors. Yes, I'm calling them out. I know that some of them are trapped in a system, but at a certain point, you can't use the argument that I was just following orders. Or that I just had to keep my license. I mean, when it comes to life and death matters, if you believe in any form of ethics or morality, you got to go, no, you guys are really violating some fundamental tenets. And one of those relates to a story of a dad who's an accused bank robber. And the story is at Epoch Times. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Accused bank robber says he stole for his daughter's chemotherapy treatments. This is you want to talk about this one breaks your heart. And you're going, well, really, is this guy, he's a criminal, but is he really? I mean, we could step back and say the banks are really the criminals because they're, you know, stealing the wealth of everybody through inflation as part of the Federal Reserve System. But in this case, the real criminals are the doctors, are the pharmaceutical industry, and the FDA, the medical monopoly. As I said, now Obamacare, force and participation. But this guy lost his insurance. His daughter tragically has some form of cancer here, a little baby, I mean, not old at all. And he's desperate, doesn't have the money, he wants to pay for the treatment or they're going to refuse her. Now, I feel for this guy. He's a one-year-old daughter. But my bigger picture on this one is, how is it that we only have an option of one thing? Basically, oncology, which divided into three things, chemo, radiation, surgery, in this case, chemo. Because that's the real crime. Because if there was true competition for the healing dollar, and that oncology was not a monopoly, and that the government didn't enforce the monopoly at the threat of a loss of your freedom, whether you're a doctor or a parent, the loss of your children, and I don't mean death, I mean they'll take your children and force the chemo. Look at Cassandra C's story at 17, almost 18. Look what they're doing with Isaiah Ryder, even though it's not a cancer story necessarily. But we have a medical monopoly, we have a government monopoly on the use of force, and a terroristic-like attack on people, on families, who would choose to go another way for their children. This guy may not even know there are other ways to address cancer without chemo, radiation, or surgery. And now, in his own mind, he's taken that desperate step to steal, to bank rob, to get the money to see the only viable treatment that he knows of because of the medical monopoly. Super Don, wasn't there a movie similar to this kind of, I don't know if it was a it wasn't a cancer case.
No, it was about a child who needed a heart transplant, and Denzel Washington basically took an emergency room hostage to force the hospital to get him, his kid, the heart transplant. It was called John Q. It was back in early 2000, I think like 2002.
Okay.
Very good movie. It really was. Yeah. Very good movie.
But it does make right and wrong a little more difficult to discern, doesn't it? When you're trying to save the life of your
parent,
child.
You want to do anything and everything you possibly can to save your child. You know, and in you know, this case, the guy had lost his insurance.
Yeah.
In the movie, it was a situation where he himself also had a problem with, coincidentally, insurance.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't cover it. And so, how far would you be willing to go to save your child? Would you steal to save your child?
Do you get my point, though, in this particular case that's not fictionalized, but real life, that, and I'm not saying that this kid could be, I don't know enough about the case, but the fact that there is a monopoly, there's only one way, and they can charge, you know, $100,000 a treatment, that's problematic, and the fact that the chemo, most of it doesn't even cure the cancer, or even if they survive it, they end up with other cancers. I mean, that's problematic on so many levels.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it's not a black and white issue. I mean, it's very complicated, and you know, I mean, a lot of people are saying that if they were on the jury, they would not convict this man.
Yeah, I think that'll be a problem to get a conviction because they'll all understand. They'll say, "Oh, yeah, this was a dad trying to desperately save his daughter." And you know, if you step back, as I mentioned, you know, the criminals in the banking system, the money changers, as they were known back in the day. You know, have a lot to account for as well in a system that is rigged against the average folks. Yet now we, as we talked about in the first hour, we got the average folks clamoring for socialism because they don't understand how we got where we are, how we're in this mess because people don't understand history. Y'all, get this guy a copy of Unlock the Power to Heal or something to teach him. I know he might not be open to it. It's a desperate situation right now. But this brings a lot of questions to mind. Maybe you have a comment on that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The FDA team gives us another visit to save us from what? You'll never guess next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
that's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I got a new date to reveal on the show right now. Just confirmed it. Tampa, Florida, October 29th. I believe that is a Thursday evening. So, Super Don, plan that. I'm going to have to pre-record at least one of the hours. Maybe Jonathan can take over the first hour or whatever. We'll figure out. But we got plenty of time to plan for it. And that will be at Abby's Health and Nutrition Center in Tampa. I'll be coming back and doing a public event lecture when I would normally be on the air live. But that's good. We get a good crowd out at Abby's in Tampa. So that's a big one. October 2nd through 4th, of course, you know already if you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. you'll see that there's a homeoprophylaxis weekend seminar, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of October, and I'll be doing the keynote Friday evening. And if you're not sure what homeoprophylaxis is, no, it's not birth control, although we have a question of the day about that in a moment. It is protecting you from disease in a way that they like to pretend that vaccines do it, but we'll do it in a different way with homeopathy and a whole lot more. So that's coming up. And, of course, I'm trying to find an excuse to visit Superdon in Austin, Texas. So we'll keep working on that. But Dallas is close, right? It's a couple hours. Have you figured that out yet? A
couple hours, I believe, yes.
Okay. So it may count as close, or maybe I'll take a visit, stay a little longer and see something. Some way, got to get together. That's coming
up. I'll have to figure out a way we can do a remote or something.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would like that a lot.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what we should set up as a remote.
All right, let's see if we can do a remote coming up that October 2nd through 4th. In the meantime, let's go to the listening audience.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we do have a question of the day, and sometimes they're put up in the show notes, so you can ponder them and even answer them on the air or off the air, whatever. This one's from Michelle. Michelle says, "Hi, RSB. I am attempting to finalize my divorce." What? Wait, no. She's not coming on to me, I promise. Michelle, let me read the rest of the sentence. "I am attempting to finalize my divorce with allopathic medicine."
Yes!
Okay. Now that is a divorce I can support, right? "I now see a naturopath, take Carnivora, Selenium, and GTF Chromium. The last thing I have to do is find an alternative to birth control." Ooh. I'm assuming if she's saying that, she's probably taking birth control pills. What do you think, Super Don? Not that you know personally.
You know what?
I mean, but.
All you have to do is you take a Selenium.
Yep.
And you hold it between your knees, and that totally works.
Never let it go. That would work. That would work. Other than the family planning and barrier methods, is there a homeopathic or herbal alternative? I have been on birth control. Yeah, she says it there. I didn't read it all the way through. I've been on birth control since I was a teenager because of acne, which I now know was not a cure. Thanks, Michelle. Well, Michelle, I mean, and I don't know how old you are now, but, you know, when you disrupt your normal endocrine function for that many years, coming off of those birth control pills, you'll have no way, I don't know, to predict your cycle because they're done artificially. And so it's going to be harder to predict even like a rhythm method scenario, other methods that you talk about, barrier, of course, to know when you're ovulating even. You're going to have to really learn your body again, whether it's a temperature or a mucus scenario, any number of things that you can do. But this is a big question, and I know, Superdon, somebody sent me a message and said, "I want to be a guest on your show. I want to talk about natural birth control." And I can't find it, and I know you've been so busy with the move, but if we do come across it, or if you're listening, whoever you are, I apologize. I know you've messaged me, and I thought it was an intriguing topic, and I do want to cover it. However, you know, for Michelle's question, you know, if you're talking about herbs that would stop a pregnancy from occurring, you've got to be talking about herbs that are somewhat toxic to normal function, right? Talk about Angelica, for instance. I mean, these are more potentially of terminating pregnancies than preventing pregnancies from happening. And I don't like the idea of disrupting the normal endocrine cycle. We've got enough things that are screwing up the endocrine cycles of men too, but it's more overt for females because of all of the antibiotics and the artificial hormones, steroids, things, all of these things, plastifiers, you name it, causing all kinds of endocrine disruption. And I'm just, you know, I'm not even scratching the surface of it. The heavy metals as well being problematic. So to give you an answer as far as herbal alternative that would be a form of birth control, like a birth control pill, not unless you're really trying to disrupt your cycle with an herb, which I'm just not recommending. And I know that's not the answer you want, but perhaps this person that had inquired about being a guest on the show, if she's listening, send me another message so I can key into where you are. I wouldn't mind covering this on the air with you again. But in the meantime, look for something like Dr. Christopher's Hormonal Change Yeast to help normalize the endocrine system, restore it. There are herbs that can restore it. I realize you're looking to not get pregnant, but Super Don's method of holding selenium or GTF chromium or even if you get a pill from carnivore, if you hold that between your knees, that will work as well. You know, it's probably going to annoy her that we said that, but it has to be said.
Annoy her?
I don't know.
She asked for help.
You know, and I want to give more answers, but like I said, I'm going to hold off until I can find out more about that topic from this person that said, I've got some options. And I think it would be worth covering, if that's all right. If Super Don approves, we'll go there.
Okay, I approve.
Okay, that's good. All right, we got our approval. You know, we don't often revisit the FDA team more than once in a while because it's the big scary. Even though Jonathan Emord's the guy that can big scary the FDA into some level of good behavior, if that is even possible. But we do have a story to cover that brings out that big, bad, bureaucratic oligarchy.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Yes, and you'll never believe who got a visit from the FDA team. Big Bad Tobacco. Big Tobacco. At least one of these were Big Tobacco.
No. Here's the thing.
What?
It wasn't Big Bad Tobacco.
It wasn't? Not Big Bad Tobacco?
No.
I thought we were going to
get a visit from at Philip Morris.
No? It wasn't no. Philip Morris? No. Who would they? I mean, come on, tobacco. It's all big and bad, right? It's all the same.
No, I wouldn't say it's all big and bad. Because, listen, I mean, did they raid an Indian reservation for the guys smoking on the peace pipe there?
No, they did not. They absolutely did not do that.
In a way, they did.
Did they?
They did.
Oh, heck. Well, you know, Super Don, you got me. Because how many years have I been saying that tobacco is not tobacco is not tobacco? Because when it comes from big tobacco, one of the least of all the ingredients in a tobacco cigarette is tobacco. You got hundreds, if some have argued thousands, of additives. And there are a few companies out there that actually, on their label, say, hey, we're more natural. We don't have additives. We got additive-free or natural tobacco. And you think that's reasonable. I mean, if I was a smoker, I'd want to know. I'd like, maybe, like, you know, I told Jerry Doyle all those years ago, he switched over to American Spirits. He didn't want to quit smoking. I'm like, do I say to a smoker, you're hosed? Because you're a smoker? No, I say, listen, if you're going to smoke, how about trying tobacco that's actually tobacco, right? And so these companies have been marketing themselves. I think, is American Spirits one of the ones that got, I don't know if rated, but sent a nasty letter?
Yeah, in fact it is. It's the Santa Fe Natural Tobacco Company, which are the ones that put out the American Spirits, the natural.
How many years have they been doing this? The FDA suddenly now says,
They've been doing it for a long time.
So what happened? Yeah. Suddenly now, the thing is, there's another one called Winston cigarettes. See, that's what Winston isn't that like big tobacco? Winston? Oh, ITG brands? I don't know.
Winston is, but they do have what is considered a natural additive-free tobacco option.
Yeah, it's probably not organic. I'll say that. I think American Spirits does have an organic tobacco as well. But what the FDA is arguing is that you can't use the word natural on a cigarette carton. Because it's indicative, even if you say additive-free, it says that it's indicative that your cigarette is safer than anybody else's. And we can't have that unless you prove it with $100 billion worth of science. And I'm saying, no, this is more a violation of the freedom of speech because the tobacco companies aren't saying it's better. They're just saying it's natural or there's no additives. You get to decide whether that's better or not. And the FDA, they just love you American people that smoke. They don't want you to be able to think for yourself to say, maybe a tobacco that doesn't have all these hundreds and thousands of additives, maybe, let's just say, preferable to smoke if I'm going to smoke. The FDA, once again, not protecting you, but protecting not only Big Pharma, but here now they're protecting Big Tobacco from any competition from the little upstarts that dare to say tobacco should be tobacco.
Well, and here's the conundrum here that we see that we run into in a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
According to the FDA and their regulations, a manufacturer who seems to claim that a product poses fewer risks than other tobacco products, they have to submit this thing called a modified risk tobacco product application, okay, to the FDA, and they have to provide scientific evidence to support the claim. Coincidentally, to date, the FDA has not issued any orders permitting the introduction of a modified risk tobacco product into interstate commerce. So they've basically they've locked everybody out. And so now you want to try and advertise something as being additive-free, you can't. You just cannot do it.
Now, I hope that these companies hire Jonathan Emord. You know, Emord would be great to take on the FDA on this issue. Or somebody like that, somebody that really understands the Constitution, because this is a freedom of speech thing. Whether you like smoking or not, I don't know that they're claiming their cigarettes are better for you, because they're still tobacco cigarettes, but they're tobacco. We don't have additives. We're more natural. It's true. It's a truthful statement. But if they were to spend $100 million to prove that they are safer, do you think that the FDA would issue anything that would say there's a safer cigarette? Hell no. They're not going to do it. So they better fight. They better step up and fight for the First Amendment here. The right of these companies to say this is what is the thing, but this is the same GMO labeling issue.
It's a scam. It's a fix. Because, look, it says right here that they have to do this application, yet the FDA still, in all the years of the FDA, have not ever issued one.
Right, and they're not gonna. That's the point. They don't want you to know that you have options beside global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state that basically fund the FDA and keep their gravy train rolling so that you keep smoking some nasty stuff. All right? We come back. Oh, my gosh. Any story that has Wonder Woman in it, you know I want to cover it. Superdome, good find. Good find. I don't know if this is going to be the Linda Carter version or not, but stick with us. We'll find out.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, all over planet Earth, right here with GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com. Archives available through both of those locations, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Podcasts available through Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, as well as, well, I mentioned UK Health Radio across the pond. So lots of opportunities. Also, say thanks to our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. They do. And all I say is say thanks to them. By the way, Canna Vest, that's where I'm getting my CBD. And they have the Plus CBD oil that I like to use. And my wife uses the super concentrated stuff. She's using the gold stuff. You can get through CannaVest.com. The discount code has changed now. So if you didn't take advantage of the previous offer to intro it to you, you could still get a deal. And the code now is RSB15. RSB15. You get 15% off of anything that they sell. Good stuff. And it is that good. That's the clean stuff we get and we utilize. And Super Don, did they ever send you a CBD care package, Stuart, my good buddy?
No. Did not send one to me directly, but my sister, though.
That's right. That was nice of them. They sent it to your sister.
Yeah, I have some back surgery, and that helped her out a lot.
Beautiful. Yeah, a lot of pain, anxiety issues. It is absolutely beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, I think of Wonder Woman. Of course, we grew up on Linda Carter's Wonder Woman, if you remember that. Oh, yeah. Hit those bracelets, Linda. Do the twirl.
All the world is waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
And the power you possess.
Dun, 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 dun. Wonder Woman power. I think that they're rebooting Wonder Woman, if they can call it a reboot. They're bringing her into the DC Comics universe. I think it's an Israeli actress, Gal Gadot or something. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about that. My son is big on the movies and the comics and all that stuff, so I get a report from him periodically on all the latest stuff that's coming out.
We are waiting.
A lot of neat stuff on the horizon.
We are waiting for Gal Gadot. I think, I don't even know if that's the right name, but anyway, story at Epic Times. We don't know the veracity of it because it originally came through Reddit, but any story about Wonder Woman, you know, Super Don, if you throw it my way, we're going to, yeah, let's do a Wonder Woman story.
You've got a thing for Wonder Woman. I did not know.
Man,
that.
I tell you, Linda Carter was just, what can I say? Remember those years. That outfit, unbelievable. So, the school evidently reportedly banned a Wonder Woman lunchbox because she's a violent character.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you
now, if you remember 1970s kind of television, the violence was just all too, you know, it was like crack, pow, bam, like the Batman series.
Yeah.
It was so cartoony. I don't know if it can count for violence. I mean, she put her golden lasso
around
the bad guys,
really,
and they'd tell...
I mean, could have accidentally slipped and maybe, like, you know, choked somebody with that rope instead of being around their...
No, I think, you know, she was a force for good. That was a good message.
Now, let me ask you a question. When we were kids...
Yeah.
And you would watch something, like, for example, we have the FDA team, obviously, that's kind of a spoof of the A team, right?
Yeah.
How many times did you see somebody actually get hit by a bullet in that show?
Yeah, you know, it was cartoon violence. It really
never
was.
Never happened.
Yeah.
There's like 3,000 bullets flying through the air, and nobody
gets hit.
Ever got shot. There was never any blood.
I figure they didn't have the budget for the blood spatter packets.
It just
didn't exist. But you know, it was so fake. But you know, the difference between then and now, of course, and to be serious for a moment, you know, with these shooters, it becomes psychiatric medication again. Ritalin, SSRIs, etc., and you know, even the pill for women's libido is a psychiatric drug that we've talked about. So it's a different time in that regard. And the thing is, by banning the Wonder Woman lunchbox, it completely misses the point of why violence occurs. It isn't because of cartoon characters, but it's because of dissociation from reality. And I don't mean a fantasy life where you watch cartoons or you read comic books, because we all did that. But when you can't tell right from wrong because you're drugged out of your mind or you're so deficient and hypoglycemic that you act out like these things.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, okay, we're going to ban Wonder Woman because it's a violent character, but how much you want to bet there's some kid walking around with a World of Warcraft T-shirt or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, this school that supposedly banned it says that they ban all images like that. But who knows? Who knows? Anyway, bring back, you know, Wonder Woman. I don't think you're like, yeah, okay, whatever you say, Wonder Woman. Anyway, I think I ought to stop with the Wonder Woman thing.
Lunchbox, don't you?
Donald Trump lunchbox, yes. No Trump lunchbox. There probably is one.
It has no latch on it, just kind of flaps around.
It's going to be big for Halloween, for sure. Everybody's going to wear that hair. Well, folks, Healing Revolution tomorrow. Liam Sheff, we got economic discussions and peak oil because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing waiting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.